1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting from the University of Richmond. This is Monte Alexander, and you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here is your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks for that nice introduction. Monte Alexander, swinging piano player he is. He's going to be celebrating his 70th birthday coming up here. I believe it's his 70th on June the 6th. I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's right. And Caterina Zappone has a brand new album out, and I hope to have it here within a week or so to play that for you too. She is one of the masters behind his marvelous marketing program. What a great player he is. Well, welcome, our friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, this modern jazz with taste, on a very warm but a beautiful spring Memorial Day. And tonight's show is dedicated to all the men and women in the armed forces that are serving now or have served, and especially we want to send our prayers and thoughts out to the families of those that have lost loved ones defending this great country. So, I hope you enjoy tonight's music. The theme is Blues Up and Down, and we're listening right now to Mark Whitfield from his album The Marksman, and this is Blues From Way Back. It's my theme song, and I love to open the show with it. But right now, we'll start with Mr. Monte Alexander playing Ahmad Jamal's very popular swinging Night Mist Blues. Monte Alexander live at Montreux in the 78 with John Clayton on bass and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Night Miss Blues. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show. And Jennifer, if you're listening, this is for you. ¶¶
Thank you.
And that was the Luther Hughes Cannonball Coltrane Project from their album Things Are Getting Better. And that featured on alto saxophone, they're really fine artist, Mr. Bruce Babad, and the tenor saxophone, Glenn Cashman. Luther Hughes, the leader and the bassist, is Zach on piano and Paul Krebich on drums. And let's see. Of course, that was a nice tune written by Frank Rossellino entitled Blue Daniel. And before that, we opened the show with a live recording from the Monte Alexander Trio live in Montreux. And that was Night Mist Blues. And that's on the MPS record label. Well, you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set, and this is 90.1 FM at WDCE.org if you're listening on the stream. Our show is recorded and will be available tomorrow at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on the header radio shows, and you can hear both one-hour segments of tonight's show. And this, of course, is our first hour. I'd like to say a special hello to our good friends who love jazz out in Clay, West Virginia. Then they're tuned in on WYAP Radio at 101.7 FM. A very hip group out there, and they love their jazz. And we love them. Thanks for tuning in. Also, hello to our listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who listen on KDUP FM. Surprise Valley, the home of beautiful grandchildren. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope you are enjoying the music so far. Up next, I'm going to play something for my friend, Miss Kevin. And this is the music by the great bassist and vocalist Jim Ferguson from his album Deep Summer Music. And this is a tune my wife likes a lot. It's called Walking the Dog. And Jim Ferguson is really something else. What a neat guy and great player, wonderful musician, and married to a lovely, very fine, talented violinist, by the way, too, Miss Toni Ferguson. In any case, this is a really nice tune, and it's you have to listen to the lyrics carefully. It's written by Jim. And features him on voice as well as bass. Walking the Dog, Mr. Jim Ferguson.
Seems we've forgotten the love we once vowed. Lately discussions have gotten quite loud. Time to admit we live under a cloud. Where two's company and three is a crowd. We're living here, you see. Just the dog and you and me. And I get along with everyone but you. All we do is scream and shout. I've forgotten what about. Why we stay together, I don't have a clue. I've had all that I can bear. I've just gotta get some air. And old Rover says he'd like a breather too. I'll be walking the dog, case anyone wants to know. He digs my monologue. He digs the places we go. When we reach the driveway's end, I'll defer to man's best friend. He'll be deep in consultation with his nose. Rover's really quite the scout, but when he picks out the route, I've learned to take along a change of clothes. I got a toothbrush and a snack, some CDs in my pack. Rover seems to really dig the best of Moe's. I'll be walking the dog. He digs my CDs just fine, though he prefers analog. His jukebox pick is K9. If we don't return by spring, doesn't really mean a thing. Please don't panic and assume we've met ill fate. We're just out here for a jog, one lone fellow and his dog, with a tendency to run a little late. We may feel the urge to call on Quebec or Montreal once we've seen the Continental 48. I'll be walking the pup, enjoying mile after mile. Take my advice, don't wait up. You could be waiting a while. Yeah, I'll be walking the dog, and Rover's leading the way. Through rain, sleet, snow, and fog, that pooch sure beats AAA. You ready, Rover? Yeah, I locked up the doghouse. Let's walk. Thank you.
piano virtuoso and educator Billy Taylor on kids and music.
One of the healthiest things for children, in my view, is to relate to music, to experience it as a listener, as a player, as a participant. The kids that participate in music are not the kids we're having problems with. They've got something to do. They have found a way to express themselves, and they can relate to their fellow students through the music that they play. It's not only something that helps them think more clearly, but it really is excellent experience. They have excellent experiences solving problems.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And it's so nice to still be able to hear the wonderful Billy Taylor and his love for music education. So we will continue to play his public service announcements. We really miss him. He was so special to so many of us. Let's see. We just heard a really nice recording from 1958 in a small club in Washington, D.C. by the great Ahmad Jamal. And, of course, that featured his marvelous bass player, Israel Crosby, and Vernell Fournier on drums. And we heard Falling in Love with Love. Before that, we heard a nice quintet, and I played some of that for Mr. Jackson, my good friend trombonist. And that was Carl Fontana on trombone, Bobby Shue, the trumpet player. And let's see, Bob Magnuson on bass, George Cables on piano, and Joe LaBarbera on drums from the album The Bobby Shue Quintet with Carl Fontana. And I thought maybe you might enjoy that. And we opened this threesome with vocalist and bassist Jim Ferguson from his album Deep Summer Music and a tune he wrote called Walking the Dog. Jim has a nice website, and you can check that out for some of his music, which is jimfergusonmusic.com. Okay, let's see. Up next, this is a nice release I got not long ago from a vocalist out of New York. Her name is Kat, K-A-T, Kat Gang, G-A-N-G. Her website, Kat Gang Music, by the way. Anyway, this is an album entitled The Wishbone Project that she did with trombonist Nate Malin. And this is a tune entitled Dude, I'm on Your Street, Miss Kat Gang.
Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Anne Drummond. These days, it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It's such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument, or masters a simple part on the flute, or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. And there's so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate a show tune, a Beethoven symphony, or an opera, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their young minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And May is Cool Jazz Month right here on the Cool Jazz Set. Let's see, we just heard a really nice trio with a drummer that knows what to do with a pair of brushes. Pianist Bill Charlap with his trio, Peter Washington on bass, and the great Kenny Washington on drums, playing Cole Porter's All Through the Night. What a nice rhythm section. That bass player and drummer really play so well together. Let's see, before that we heard from Miss Cat Gang from her album, The Wishbone Project. We heard Dude, I'm on Your Street. And I hope you will stay tuned for a second hour.